ladies and gentlemen, Francis J. Roberts said, "The soul that has been enriched by communion with God will not be dismayed by isolation, but will welcome solitude. He will seek not the crowd, but the closet, and emerging will never walk alone, for he has unseen companionship." I like that real good. Holy Father God, that statement is so true. And so, Lord, help us as Christians to seek the closet and not the crowd that is oftentimes going in the wrong direction, not having that secret companionship, that those of us who are born again and who are in communion with you have. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. Please turn your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 6, verses 16 through 20, where we left off from yesterday, talking about spiritual warfare in the family, but spiritual warfare everywhere. Above all, the Bible says, taking the shield of faith. This is what you need to take with you for your journey today, every day. This is one of the reasons why we read this passage every day in our family for 30 years. Because I knew we were going to have to do battle because of what God called me to do as an evangelist, and that is to proclaim the gospel. Wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. All day long, the devil is going to sit on his perch, shooting darts at you, or arrows at you, bullets at you, trying to knock you off and get you discouraged and defeated and to stop you from standing for God. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. And for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. And the church said, Amen. Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, grant us your grace and the power of your Holy Spirit in our families and in our churches to put on the whole armor of God, because even though some of us might be playing, the devil is not playing. And that's why so many people are caught off guard and shocked and dismayed when something happens because of prayerlessness and not being prayerful, not being sober-minded, not being vigilant. So, Lord, this is one of the reasons why you tell us to pray without ceasing, because that devil over in that corner is shooting arrows at us, bullets at us, darts at us, everything he can to try to get us off of the straight and narrow way. So help us to be mindful of that and to be prayerful, sober-minded, vigilant, and watchful. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for his sake, amen. Please join me in reading our regular devotional Bible passage, Psalm 74, verses 4 through 9. Thine enemies roar in the midst of thy congregations. They set up their ensigns for signs. A man was famous according as he had lifted up axes upon the thick trees. But Now they break down the carved work thereof at once with axes and hammers. They have cast fire into thy sanctuary. They have defiled by casting down the dwelling place of thy name to the ground. They said in their hearts, let us destroy them together. They have burned up all the synagogues of God in the land. We see not our signs, there is no more any prophet, neither is there among us any that knoweth how long. One of the tragedies in our country today is that most pastors, most preachers today have no clue as to what God is doing or what is going on in our country or in the world. And they're caught up in little things in the comfort of the people that really is not going to amount to a hill of beans. And people have no clue what the devil is doing to them and how the devil is destroying Christian people and ministries from the inside out like termites, and nobody sees anything until the whole thing collapses, and that's a tragedy. Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for your 7,000. We thank you for the remnant that you always have who remain faithful to you, who trust you, who love you back, who fear you, respect you, reverence you, obey you, and who are faithful to you. Raise up more to join that tribe. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Join me now, beloved, in praying for the estates, for governmental leaders and others. We do this based upon 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, which says, I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the estates. We pray for President Donald Trump and his administration. Give them wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and insight. We pray for salvation, spiritual, family, life, protection, and provision of blessings upon them. And we pray that you will lead, guide, and direct them in the way that you want them to go. We pray this same prayer for each member of the White House staff. We pray for all of the leaders of federal agencies, all members of Congress, all governors, mayors, police chiefs and sheriffs, all military leaders, the leaders of all nations around the world. In the same way, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, and we pray for church leadership. Revive those who are saved, save those who are religious but lost. And we pray for current events. Lord, you know all about them. We're not informing you. And we pray for the comfort, provision, protection, and recovery for those affected by the strange and awful wildfires in California. Comfort those who have lost loved ones and provide for those who have been displaced as only you can. Nobody can do it like you. Nobody can send the right people with the right gifts of compassion and mercy and helps And there's nothing like those kind of folk in a time like this. We thank you for them. We thank you, Lord, for these people who are your hands and your feet, who do the work of God when a crisis strikes, and who have a heart to do it and know how to do it and have a spirit to do it. And Holy Father God, we pray for the media, another state. Save those who are lost, revive those who are saved, help them to only give necessary truth to the public, and help them to stay out of the story, stop being the story themselves, and help them to not produce false news. We also pray today for, based upon our prayer list, we pray for some of the people, as you have blessed us to pray for hundreds on our prayer list throughout each day. And we pray now for Eric. Please bless his ministry with the right sound equipment. Provide them with the resources to win souls. Bless them with Bibles and an abundance of money to build a church building. Pardon me. We also pray for Edmund. Please save his bosses. Stir up the hearts of his family for ministry, for repentance and cleansing of the church, deliverance from dead religion to saving faith in God through Jesus Christ by grace. Please order his work and give him wisdom. We pray for Alina. Please deliver her from all of the demonic forces that paralyze her. Save her neighbor and her mother. And we pray for those who have been saved. And now we pray that you'll help these to grow in the faith and be the Christians you want them to be. We pray for Junior. We pray for Ogega. And we pray for Mobisa. We commit these souls into your hands. We also pray for those who have recommitted their lives to you. They were saved already, heard the preaching, and came back to you. We pray for Felix. We pray for Brianna. We pray for Godfrey. And we commit these souls into your hands. We commit our souls into your hands. Let your will be done in our lives. We have faith and trust in you that you're going to do exactly what you want to do and what needs to be done in all of our lives. And we thank you for being our Heavenly Father. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for his sake, amen. At this time, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to our devotional reading, and our devotional reading is titled, God's Silence. God's Silence. Then what? We started this yesterday, and this is part two. This devotional is by Oswald Chambers. The Bible says in John 11:6, when he heard that he was sick, he stayed two more days in the place where he was. A wonderful thing about God's silence is that his stillness is contagious. It gets into you, causing you to become perfectly confident so that you can honestly say, I know that God has heard me. His silence is the very proof that he has indeed heard you. As long as you have the idea that God will always bless you in answer to prayer, he will do it. But he will never give you the grace of his silence. If Jesus Christ is bringing you into the understanding that prayer is for the glorifying of his Father, then he will give you the first sign of his intimacy, and that is silence. Holy Father God, we thank you for our time together this morning around your holy word, around prayer, around praying for others, and we thank you for this fine, deep devotional that I am sure for some is going over their heads right now, but one day they'll get it, and we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that everybody here will one day experience the grace of your silence and the peace of that. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for his sake, amen. Now, beloved, if you do not yet know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and you happened upon us, one of those beautiful things that happens every day because of the World Wide Web, because of the Internet, and because of such outfits as Periscope and Facebook Live, anybody can come at any time. The door is wide open to be saved today like never before. Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son." That means he loves you. God loves you no matter what you've done. Yes, God loves even Harvey Weinstein. God loves everybody. God loves the women who have been involved with him. God loves everybody, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, that is, in hell, but have everlasting life. The Bible also says in Romans 10:9 and verse 13, that if thou, you shall confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou, you, shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible says, and thou, you, shalt be saved. If you want to be saved this morning, believe. First, acknowledge you need to be saved. Acknowledge that you are a sinner just as I am, for the Bible says we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Understand also that if you don't get saved through believing on Christ as Savior, you will go to a place called hell. I'm just informing you, I'm not trying to scare you. And if you want to be saved, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins. He shed his precious blood, his holy blood, for your sins as the Lamb of God who took away the sins of the world forever. He was buried, but he rose again on the third day. That's why we worship him on Sunday. That's the day he rose from the dead. So believe on him today, and he will save your soul. And I'll be glad to lead you in that prayer that is commonly called the sinner's prayer. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I acknowledge and I realize that I am a sinner, that I have broken at least some of your Ten Commandments. And because of that, I understand, according to your word, that I am on my way to a devil's hell. So please have mercy and grace upon my soul for your holy son's sake, Jesus Christ. And please forgive me of all of my sins and my failures and my coming short. As I now believe with all of my heart, the best way that I know how, in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for my sins, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul today. Thank you for saving me. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past. Help me to turn away from my old life and to follow you, Lord Jesus, for the rest of my life. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, and for his sake, amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you just trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you prayed that prayer with me and you meant it from your heart, I declare to you that based upon the Word of God, you are now saved from sin and hell, and you are on your way to heaven. Welcome to the family of God. I want to congratulate you on doing the most important thing in life, and that is believing on the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Until next time, my beloved, may the Lord bless you and keep you, is my prayer.